Boston Pops Orchestra, it was really the orchestra that brought the concept of Pops music with a symphony orchestra in this country. And Arthur Fiedler was the conductor, and he had that vision. And the way Arthur Fiedler used to do the Pops concerts was always almost like an opera in three acts. So there was always three portions of the concert. The first portion was the light classics. The second portion always included a concerto. And then the third portion of the concert had the movie music and Broadway and things like that, the more popular stuff. So that's kind of how those concerts were built. And that's what I wanted to bring in the very first Pops concert we're having, the return of the Pops. So for the light classics, we will have works like Fledermaus Overture by Strauss that, you know, everybody knows. It's in, you know, you hear it in movies a lot. And three Slavonic dances by Dvořák, which are, you know, very light and fun dance-like music. So that will be the classical portion. But I think for me, the anchor of this program specifically is actually the concerto portion, which is the second portion of the concert. Many orchestras around the world during the 23-24 season, they're celebrating the centennial of Rhapsody in Blue by Gershwin, 100 years since it was performed. I mean, this is a big turning point in our repertoire where, I mean, Gershwin was one of the first composers in the world, definitely in America, who integrated jazz elements into symphonic music. And, I mean, that piece, you know, originally for piano and jazz band and later orchestrated for piano and orchestra, I mean, I thought that would be the perfect piece, not just to celebrate the centennial of this monumental work, but also to include it in one of our Pops concerts. That was just a perfect timing for it. We have Christopher Guzman, who's an incredible pianist, who's coming to play this piece. And his interpretation of the piece is just unbelievable. It's so beautiful. It's like it was written for him, in a way. Yeah. He's amazing. So I'm just really looking forward to collaborating with him on this specific piece because he's just mesmerizing. I think the audience is going to be... It's almost like you're under spell when you hear him play. This is, to me, what I'm really excited about. And then in the third element, we have... You know, like I said, the Broadway and the movie music, we're having a medley of John Williams music. And, you know, you recently had a whole John Williams concert, so those are always popular. We have a set of works by Leroy Anderson. If that composer doesn't ring a bell, I'm sure you all know the famous Sleigh Ride. But he wrote a lot of other works, which are just as fun. So we're going to have a set of Leroy Anderson pieces. And we're going to have, for the Broadway part, we're having a really fun medley by Leonard Bernstein from West Side Story, which recently had a new movie come out. So I thought that would be a good time to bring that lovely piece. And then we will end with a piece that specifically was written for the Boston Pops. It's called the Boston Pops March. That's what's so great about the Boston Pops concert, that they have so much variety in them. There's something for everybody, but everybody not just get a fun Pops concert, but there's all the orchestra gets to shine in a wonderful way. I know people have missed having the Pop series during the search. I think it left the audience hungry for the Pop series and made us realize how much people here also... They don't just come for the classical, they also love the Pop series. So I think it's going to be a fantastic concert and a great way to bring back Pops.